Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic sliding into the Friday, hour number two, expecting a fine guest, constitutional attorney, our representation, Jeff Scott Olson, but apparently he must be dealing with paying clients. I'm sure he'll join us soon. Jeff Scott Olson, you're being requested on the Devil's Advocate Show, 844-967-2789. He'll join soon. I feel quite confident. Dom, but in the meantime, I saw a headline here at thehill.com. Nancy Sinatra on Trump. I'll never forgive the people that voted for him. I feel that very same way. I'll never forgive the Trumpsters. Just make a mental note of that.
All
They're
of them
to be forgiven.
Always, for all time, anybody who ever voted for Trump will never have any credibility with you anymore.
For today, yes, that's my that's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. Welcome, Jeff Scott Olson, our fine attorney at law. How are you, Jeff?
Hey, Jeff.
I'm just fine. Gertie. Hi, Dom. Nice to talk to you.
Well, likewise. Jeff, for the sake of the radio audience, I'm going to remind people that yours truly and Dominic and Fancy Brian and another staffer here at Devil Radio 92.7, well, we've received tickets for insurrection, for breaking into the Wisconsin State Capitol, apparently a locked building. And, Jeff, we showed up at the invitation of Tittle, a Wisconsin State Rep, a Republican. Put this nice invitation out. Everyone join us for some Christmas carols and a tree trimming party. But only the staffers and the legislators were invited to sing. But we as fine media, Jeff, we decided we'd show up and hell, we'd even bring our own Christmas tree. And yet somewhere in the interim, we've received tickets for that event. Jeff, that's where you come in. Where do we stand on this whole thing? Do we have a legal defense, sir?
Oh, it's great to be back in the saddle, isn't it?
More jackassery for you to help clean up, Jeff.
So much fun representing you guys before when you were guilty, guilty, guilty. But
you still got me off, though, Jeff.
I think I've looked a little bit at the videotapes and I've read some of the material, and I think this is a terrible miscarriage of justice. You were, after all, responding to an invitation issued to the general public, and who is more generally public than you?
Well, we're amongst the hello, everyone. I felt personally invited, much like, you know, when Trump incited that riot in D.C., I felt personally incited to go join the Christmas caroling by those Republicans, Jeff.
Exactly. You are part of everyone. If you wait for an invitation with your own name on it, you might be waiting a long time.
Absolutely. Dom doesn't even invite me over anymore.
Now, Jeff, let me ask you, much like the last time we were unconstitutionally harassed down at the Capitol under the Republican administration, this time Crudy was there, brought a tree, saying, I believe, even a little bit, just like last time, perhaps participating in the protests that the Republicans self-proclaimed themselves as troublemakers, you know, protesting against the fact that Tony Evers did not allow for a Christmas tree. I showed up like last time, a little bit late, took some pictures, asked some questions. Is there any distinction between Crudy's efforts in this regard and my efforts under this most
protester be journalist, Jeff Scott Olson, if you will?
Well, I don't think there's a distinction in whether you get constitutional protection or not. Certainly, both of you were engaging in expressive activity. It's expressive activity to take your tree down there and to convey your message to the audience that sees it, whether via media or live. And it's also protected expressive activity for a journalist to go down there and observe and record it so that he can report the events to the general public. The courts have held that both of those things are expressive activity.
Jeff Scott Olson, I don't know this for fact, but I strongly suspect it was only us that were cited. Just Dominic, myself, Fancy Brian, and Alan Robinson, I suspect we were cited. I bet none of the Republican staffers or their camera guy.
Yeah, their photographer, their videographer, they had people there that were probably not cited.
I suspect you are absolutely right. And I think if we can show that you were cited and not them because of the content of your message, or because of your political affiliation or lack thereof, you've got a good First Amendment damages claim here.
Could they have possibly, I'm sorry to interrupt, Jeff, could they have cited Dominic because he's an atheist and a heathen, sir? Wasn't part of the whole Jesus tree thing.
No. We'd have to find, we have to look at the evidence.
No.
We have to see what we can prove.
Jeff, as far as discovery is concerned, because certainly, you know, whatever happens to our citations to find out whether or not we were, you know, politically targeted or whether or not they didn't care for, you know, Crudy's manner of protest while they were protesting and they had camera people there. What does discovery look like in something like this, and how would that go about?
Well, we can use the Public Records Act to get anything that's in the hands of the Capitol Police. In terms of, or probably these Republican legislators, they're public servants, so they have to respond to the Public Records Act as well. So all of the things that were sent out by way of invitations to the general public through any means of communication at all, whether by social media or otherwise, all the police reports, we can get all those things through the Open Records Act. And if we hit a wall and we can't get what we need to defend the civil action through the ordinary channel, then we can file a damages action and get additional information and even compel depositions through civil discovery in the damages action.
Now, Jeff, when I was there, I was asking the Republicans who were taking part of their own protest with their own camera people, I was asking them questions, and apparently one of the Republican legislators took issue with that, walked out, we have it on video, walks out, grabs a local Capitol Police officer, and we have two separate interactions with that officer. Both of those interactions include Crudy telling the officer, "We're here as media." He points out everyone who's there.
"You're going to have to arrest me," I think were my exact words initially, Jeff.
And of course, I asked him for some of the property that was stolen off the last tree. So we had a couple interactions with the police officer, and they seemed fine with our being there. How is it that, you know, they wouldn't address this and give us a ticket or arrest us right then and there versus waiting? Does that impact this case at all in your mind, sir?
It does. I would like to know what communications took place between the time you were actually in the Capitol and between the time they decided to issue those tickets that caused or contributed to the issuance of those tickets. And if it's communications from Republican legislators to the Capitol Police saying, "How dare you let these media people and Christmas tree huggers and atheists in the Capitol when we're having our Republican Christmas tree celebration," which doesn't have a permit, then we've got something.
Well, Jeff, let me ask you, because I did something a little bit more. When I decorated the tree, I actually created Christmas bulbs, and I featured a number of the Republican state lawmakers on there, and then, you know, I put devil horns on them and some facial hair. You know, I basically vandalized their photos on Christmas balls, and then I wrapped them really tight so they couldn't steal them off the tree. Jeff, does the fact that I was purposefully mocking them, does that affect my defense at all, sir?
You are so artistic, Crudy.
I spent hours, Jeff, literally.
He did. I mean, he was a crafty guy that day in more ways than one.
Do you know how much easier it is to defend an artistic guy like you than somebody who lacks all artistic talent?
So I'll be an easier defense than Dominic, you're saying.
So the answer is yes, you've added to the quantum and quality of your expressive activity by making these little baubles, and it makes my job easier.
Well, it was Senator Ron Johnson, the devil on the top of the devil tree. I had a lot of fun making that one as well. Jeff Scott Olson, final question for you, buddy. What do you think the probability that any possible settlement will exceed your legal fees, sir?
I think there's a good probability of that. There might be a few shekels to spend over the bar at Liliana's or whatever's in the place of the old Casa del Sol. I miss those days.
Oh, the good old days, Jeff. One other question for you. Apparently from my citation, we got to show up or do something within the next month. What kind of time frame would you expect this to take, not only to show up and then also to go through the discovery and find out whether or not our civil rights have once again been violated? And also, since my civil rights were violated once before, and you represented me so finely, Jeff, is there some enhancer for them doing this to me again?
No, it's not like driving while intoxicated. There is no answer for a second offense. But to answer your question about the timeline, I'll send in a written plea of not guilty for anybody that sends me their citation in your group so that their personal appearance in court in second half of February will not be necessary. Next thing on the calendar after that will be pretrial conference, which is really just a meeting with the prosecutor to see if we can work out a settlement. I wouldn't be surprised at all if that results in the dismissal of these tickets voluntarily by the prosecution. And if that doesn't happen, then eventually the case would be scheduled for trial. But they're not having trials right now in the Dane County Courthouse. So that could take place, Lord knows when.
Well, Jeff, we'll try to get arrested more frequently, sir, so we can have you back. We'll catch up with you soon. Jeff Scott Olson, our fine attorney. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. So long.
Thanks, Jeff.
More Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
I'm suggesting that you leave before I have to get snooty.
Well, now, I'm no lawyer, but I do believe that's a violation of my rights.
The Devil.
Tree by
Crude.
An experience like none other.